This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. For Paul Skeens tonight in Baltimore, it's going to be in the high 60s. So some autumn-like weather for Skeens as he continues to run down a Cy Young. Matt Clement, our 93.7 The Fan MLB analyst, going to join us in 15 minutes on him. Juan Thornhill on the Steelers defense, respectfully going to disagree with that guy.
Also, he was saying things, people were saying things in here, buddy. People is you.
You got the ball rolling on that. Yes, you're not.
Yes.
There's no coming back from that. It's like Arch Manning losing the Heisman Trophy in one game against Ohio State. You can't be the best defense of all time, which is what he said. Mm-hmm. You can't be the 85 Bears and give up 32 points in a game to Justin Fields. That's actually a rule somewhere.
It's in the NFL's bylaws.
Yeah, you can't. So you can still be an awesome defense. You can still be a great defense, but you're not going to run down the 70, pick a Steelers from the 70s defense, 74, 76.
How about the 76 team that probably was the best defense of all of them?
75, pick one of those, 2008 Steelers, 2013 Seahawks, 1985 Bears, 2002 Bucks, 2000 Ravens. Yeah, you've already lost your grip on being one of those teams.
Yep.
He also said this about why the Steelers had so many problems with Justin Fields. These are comments coming out of the locker room right now. This is Thornhill on why Justin Fields was such an issue.
We got a lot of things we got to work on already on the defensive side, and I just feel like we might have not been prepared, you know, for a running quarterback, because like we've been seeing a guy like Aaron, you know, all camp where he's not really using his legs to try to beat us, and then the first game of the year you come out here against a guy that can run 4.4. It just adds a little bit more to the game, and next time I just feel like we'll be prepared for that.
What the hell is that? They practiced against him all last year. There are ways to simulate the running quarterback stuff in practice. You take a guy who's not a quarterback, who's a skill position player, and you have him pretend to be Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin knows everything about Justin Fields. He should.
Maybe they were. Hold on. This is what I wrote down on my notes, Pony. Maybe they were surprised and weren't prepared for Justin Fields because Mike Tomlin could not conceive of another team and coach deploying Justin Fields in a manner where he was allowed to throw the ball all over the place, do a bunch of different things, and put the ball at times in harm's way.
I've done a 180 on this. I felt like Tomlin loved Justin Fields. We saw him at Ohio State's Pro Day. He was so gung-ho. We know they loved him in that draft. They would have taken him number one ahead of Trevor Lawrence if they had a shot. That he was Mike Tomlin's favorite quarterback in that draft.
He was the apple of Tomlin's eye. He loved him.
But he definitely found a worm in that apple and spit it out because he didn't like Fields enough to play him over Russell Wilson. That's Exhibit A. And then Exhibit B is just Mike Tomlin being so nonchalant about facing Justin Fields this past week. He gives it away when he talks about the opponent Justin Fields was, you could tell, a blip on his radar. He did not think there was any way Justin Fields was going to beat his team.
The first 2 weeks of the season, he's gone in clearly, just even after this game, thinking that the opposing quarterback is not what he needs to address or stop. He talked about Breece Hall first, and then when he actually got to the Seahawks offense, I think it was Kenneth Walker.
And the pad level that
and,
was...
And, oh, his running posture.
Well, he said the
incredible.
Seahawks secondary was actually going to be the number one
Well, no, I'm talking about when he got to their offense.
Yeah, you're right.
He still doesn't. I mean, you know when he gives it away, and I don't even think he's trying to hide it per se. He does tell honestly. He's an honest broker. He will list the biggest threat or the best player in his opinion first. If they were going up against the Niners with like a bad backup quarterback and like McCaffrey and a bunch of skill guys hurt, I honestly think he'd say, first off, you know that they're going to have big Trent Williams out there or something like that. Seriously.
Yeah, he packages it that way because that's his messaging to his players. He believes in the five-star matchups and the way to beat teams. This is Belichickian, actually. Don't let the stars beat you. And so when you don't think the quarterback is a star, you don't give him as much attention or time. Donnie is still in the camp that Justin Fields can be a good quarterback. And Donnie did want Justin Fields back. What's your reaction to hearing Thornhill say, well, we weren't really prepared because we had to face Aaron Rodgers in practice and he's slow?
That's a hideous excuse. Hideous excuse.
It really is, man.
Because your coach, I mean, okay, maybe Thornhill individually doesn't know Justin Fields, the player, all that well. But the coach that at one point loved him, at one point raved about mobility in quarterbacks, your coach that pushed this guy aside or whatever happened once we got to free agency where the marriage ended between Fields and the Steelers.
You like that song, Love and Marriage, from Married with Children?
Yeah, it's
Love
a good song.
And it's Sinatra, right? They together like a horse and carriage.
Can you finish it?
Was it, this I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other?
Yeah!
Let's go.
You can't have one without the other.
Your dad loved that show, didn't he?
Oh, that's like his all-time favorite
I think
sitcom.
Loved implies that he no longer
Al Bundy's
loves it.
His all-time favorite character.
I think it should say your dad loves that show, right? And if he catches it on like TV land, he's going to watch it.
Right, sorry for sidetracking you. What were you going to say?
Hell of a job by you, though. I'm very impressed.
But Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin, they should be experts on this guy. Yep. I know they only saw him start for six games, but they should have had this defense more ready than really any other game to go after a guy like Justin Fields.
Cam Hayward's contract details are out, the incentives. It took days for this to happen. I think it's because, in part, the agents and the people behind the Cam Hayward contract might not be exactly thrilled with what they got for him. That's just my sense. I could be wrong.
Yep.
This is from Mike Florio, who's going to pop on with us in about 25 minutes. It's $3.2 million total in incentives. It's broken in half two ways, $1.6 million for one, $1.6 million for another. Hayward gets the first $1.6 million if he has eight sacks and the Steelers make the playoffs. Eight sacks and the Steelers make
he's
the playoffs.
He's had like eight and 10.5 in recent years where he's been healthy.
So if they do what they've done...
pretty much most years.
He's going to make an extra $1.6 million.
Yeah. And he does what he has recently largely done.
Yep. So that's attainable.
8, 10.5, and 10 when he's been healthy.
Not off to a great start for him personally.
But
he's
got a long way to go.
He's got 16 games to get 8.
Mm-hmm.
He's got,
when he's been healthy, he's gotten 8 or more every year since 2017.
Average a sack every other game from here on out, and he's going to get there.
Yep.
He gets another $1.6 million if he has 11.5 sacks and the Steelers win a playoff game. How many times in his illustrious career has he had 11.5 or more sacks, Mulsey?
Tony, I'm very glad you asked. He has done that precisely one time. Age 28 season, 2017, his first team All-Pro. Really, his breakout year.
So 2017 is the last time he's had 11.5 sacks?
He had 12 that year.
When's the last time the Steelers won a playoff game?
That would be 2016's playoffs.
So that those stars have to align for him to make another $1.6 million. This war was waged with the Steelers and with the fans for really... $1.6 million.
And he's made, I think, $145.
I just do not get it, man.
This reinforces to me, I can't prove this, and so I can't say with certainty this is how it went. I really do believe that they leaked it.
Dulac disagrees with you on that and says, Anybody with that opinion, the one that you just stated, does not know what they're talking about.
Jerry's,
that was his take today.
Jerry's closest confidant in the organization is the owner. Why would he tell the truth about that?
Good point. That's a fairly good rebuttal.
It's a damn good rebuttal.
Man, we're just picking fights with the post-cassette left and right. Matt Venzel wants to punch me in the face. Jerry Dulac now.
Wait, he actually wrote to you?
The besmirching part, yes, but the punching part, I'm not taking.
Yeah, Jerry could just take me to a golf course and then play me in match play.
Donnie, anybody at the post-cassette you want to spar with?
I don't think so.
I think you should start a beef with the most random person you can find over there in the sports department.
Could you imagine, like,
I'm buddies with Hiles. We have a good relationship.
They have a boxing night. I fight Venzel. You fight Dulac. Starkey fights Mackey.
Which one's the main event there?
Who would Donnie throw down with? I just feel you and Batko are thick as thieves.
Batko's a good athlete. I don't want to mess with him.
How about that kid, King Jemison? He writes about, like, a lot of random golf stuff. Redheaded guy. King Jemison is his name.
I'm unfamiliar with his game.
I think you just get in there, low man wins, and you start hitting with body shots, he's going to crumple.
Do you have a good relationship with Chris Carter? All he does is write columns?
I would say so.
Okay, yeah. Well, then you're... I guess
King Jemison, just pick a fight with him for no reason. Just say...
You and Ray Fittipaldo, no one texts you back faster than Ray. You'll get an answer from Ray Fittipaldo faster than you do your own fiance.
This Jemison kid, or guy...
Am I right about that?
Yeah, Ray's a quick responder.
Ray is quick.
This Jemison character, just say, you wouldn't know bent grass from Bermuda, punk. And just, he'll get mad.
If it was friggin', like the OK Corral, quick draws here, my God.
Oh, Fittipaldo would be like...
Fittipaldo was
Val
like Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, no, he'd be like Johnny... Doc Holliday. He'd be like, Val Kilmer in there. All
right. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right. Hey, every weekend we're going out to watch a youth football game in the area, the grassroots stuff, different community. We'll stop by, we'll tape your game, we'll put out the highlights, you'll meet a fan staff member. If you want us to come to your game, email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, group names, main contact info, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com right now, brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Mike Florio, he had the skinny on the Cam Hayward incentives. He also was the first to talk about the Steelers being smack dab in the middle of a potential Tyreek Hill trade. And he will give us more on that one, too, in about 15 minutes. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's what we find. 93.7 The Fan's MLB analyst, Matt Clement, on a Paul Skeens night, this time in Baltimore, as Skeens is now an absolute lock to win the Cy Young in the National League. You'd have to wager on FanDuel $50,000 to win $100 if you want to bet him to win the Cy Young. That's how much of a guarantee it is. But Matt, I've got to ask you to start here because everybody in baseball has talked about this over the last few days. This Phillies Karen fan, this lady who demanded a ball back from a dad and his kid in the stands. She got it back because the guy felt so awkward because he was getting screamed at. And everyone's come to his aid on social media and everybody's ripped her. So you've seen a lot of things in baseball, foul balls, fan interactions, some probably in person. Where does this one rank in terms of absurd, awkward things you've seen?
It ranks up there. Let's give the guy a lot of credit because we see, you know, these things come across in sporting events, what, once a month now, unfortunately? Something like this is on, you can turn on social media and see something like this once a month. And for the guy to say, you know what, whatever triggered his mind, I don't want to deal with this. This is crazy. I'm scared. Or I just don't want the repercussions and just say, hey, you take the ball and I'll look like the good person here and I'm not getting involved in this. That's how I view the situation. I give him a lot of credit for on the spur of the moment when you want to stick up for your kid in that situation, just doing de-escalating the situation.
Matt, I think she's the final boss of all Karens because it does not sound like any remorse has come from her camp here. She seems like pretty proud of herself and has not backed down at all. They've like tried to track her down, and unrepentant would be the word I would use from all the things I've heard about her reaction to it.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Like you, most people start backpedaling eventually when the pressure comes on and the horde comes after you of people like that to attack you.
The social media accounts are starting it too. Like I think the Giants had a guy catch a ball yesterday and they put the tag out. It was a video. It said no Karens in our fan base, and the guy instantly handed the ball to a little girl sitting next to him. And so this lady is going to get absolutely
Matt,
skewered.
Matt, you played at Wrigley and Fenway, places where the fans are right on top of you. Like, what was your policy when it came to stuff like this? Were you like, did you have bad interactions with like adult fans that would try to like hold you up for autographs and balls and stuff like that?
No, I never really had a bad interaction. And one thing I tried to do, like I'm glad I played in the era I played, I think, because now with phones and cameras and everything else, they can video you doing something that makes you look bad and you're trying to be nice in a situation. Mm-hmm. So I think I got out of there in time where it becomes awkward and almost dangerous to sit there and sign autographs because somebody can video you doing something completely innocent and put you on the wrong side of things. And I always tried to take time to do that on the way off the field on one of my off days from not pitching when all my work was done. And I think today probably it pushes, I'd have to guess some of the players don't do it, get criticized, because the risk is worth more than the reward.
Ugh. I knew teams that, you know, and when I worked in the minor leagues, Matt.
That's just very depressing, let me say that. That hearing that like spelled out in so many words is such a bummer.
Let me tell a quick story here. When I worked in the minor leagues, Matt, I don't know if this was true for you. The guys would literally have a vote before the season started that went like this. Are we going to sign autographs when we're on the field, yes or no? Because if we don't have an all-for-one or one-for-all attitude, if some people do it and other people don't, some guys are going to look bad. So we're either all going to do it or we're just not going to do it. Because that's a tricky spot with fans. Because if one guy always signs and then one guy doesn't, well, that guy looks like a jerk.
Yeah, that one never came my way. We never had a vote, and I just – Still to this date, I always think if somebody wants my autograph, 20 some years after I played or 16 years after I played and retired, then I'll give it to them. And I always felt honored to get to play baseball. And you know, it was never a big deal to me, and it isn't to most of the players. I guess on my last statement, I worry that players find themselves in that moment because of the way things are now. Yeah. And because I don't think most players, I mean, sure, there's players that don't want to sign, don't want any parts of it. It is what it is. It's part of it. It's part of the business. But most players do want to do what's right, and especially when it comes down to kids. They definitely want to do what's right.
Matt, this was from Buster Olney, obviously prominent insider in MLB. He wrote about the Pirates' current GM, Ben Cherington, writes that Donnie Kelly is well-liked, well-respected, stock is rising. And then he wrote, Cherington, who oversees Pittsburgh's operations, has drawn fan scrutiny on the other hand. But as one rival official said, when is the owner going to spend more money? He's probably too cheap to fire Ben if he wanted to make a change, end quote. What do you make of that breakdown from Buster Olney, citing a rival official saying what he said about the Pirates and Cherington?
Well, I really think that Cherington's pretty insulated, because whether it's true or false, you know, when you really dig down deep and you ask somebody what's going on here, he isn't allowed to spend the money. And it makes his job really hard. And, you know, if you just look at the developments over the last couple weeks with, you know, Chandler coming up, and you have Jared Jones coming back, and Skeens, and Cruz, Gonzalez, Connor Griffin. Like, you look at the people he's drafted and where they've ranked in the draft compared to the last regime, where they struggled badly with some of those first picks. He's done a pretty good job on that area. And I think that, like, his job, he hasn't made the big spend yet, which I think a lot of people are very critical of him. Like, he hasn't made the big spend to help the offense or get the free agent or whatever the case may be. But if you look at his situation, he's looking at probably if they let him spend, he's looking at a Trent Grisham, a Reeves from the Padres, Yastrzemski, Cedric Mullins, Rob Refsnyder. Like, is that going to make the Pirates a contender next year?
Those aren't needle movers. Those aren't aircraft carrier players.
Yeah, they're great players. They're great MLB guys. But they're going to be probably looking at the $50 to $80 million deal, I'm guessing, I don't know, which is huge for the Pirates to do. So he's in a really tough spot. I think for the fans' sake, whether it's eyewash or not, hey, let's contact Schwarber this offseason, or Bichette, or we need a third baseman, right, Suarez. And even if it's like the effort to even think about it isn't ever there. And I think that's what makes in the big picture, it's so frustrating.
How easy is it to make sure it's out there credibly that, hey, you talked to a player and made some sort of competitive offer? Is that something that you can almost do for appearances behind the scenes that crafty teams know how to do?
100% that happens, Malsy.
Well, like,
yeah,
yes.
With social media, I think it's easy to do. And sure, there's going to be people. Hey, you're going to get criticized for whatever you do.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of, like, if you don't actually make the offer and you just try to leak it out there that you've been interested, the other team could be like, they never even talked to us. And then you look even worse because you were trying to fake it completely, is more what I'm saying.
Well, right. But that's when you're dealing with a trade. This is more when you're talking about, I'm talking more on this free agency.
Front.
Yeah. Yep. So like, hey, you make it even, like, in my mind with where Pittsburgh is, you know, even if your offer, you know, sure, are the Yankees going to drop 60 more million than probably the Pirates will on Suarez or whatever the case may be this offseason? They are, but there's a level of, hey, like, we're exploring this. We're trying to get this to work. And I think that's probably, you know, deep down, if you dig into this situation, that's the side of things that people don't see. And then if you think about Cherington's job right now, he's got to pick between that next level, like you said, not needle movers, great players. Maybe grab three of them if that's the case, but are they really going to spend that much money on three different people like that? Probably not. So he has to make the perfect deal, and I always go back to it. The last time they tried to do this to make themselves compete was Chris Archer.
Ugh.
Completely blew up. It completely blew up. I always say, though, at least they tried that year.
Yep.
But that's where Cherington is. If he does it and it's Chris Archer again, he's done. It's over.
Matt, enjoy watching Paul Skeens tonight. We'll talk again next week. You're the best.
All right, man. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza.
New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Listen to Starkey on Wednesdays to hear about his card of the week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Aaron Rodgers in about 15 minutes. Aaron Rodgers isn't doing the McAfee show anymore. He had a regularly scheduled appearance with Pat for years on Tuesdays. We're now two Tuesdays into football, and he hasn't been seen or heard. Nothing from McAfee on this officially, but my guess is it's done. I don't know for certain who was behind it. If Pat was overdoing it, probably wasn't, even though sometimes it did create headaches for him.
I wonder if that'll drive a wedge between Aaron and Pat at all.
No, because when they were at training camp together for that show, they seemed to be hunky-dory. My guess is Aaron knows it's a one-year trial with the Steelers.
Unless he has a great year, and then he's 2 years away from Pat's
show. And I just don't think he wants to... You know, I don't think he wants to take a crap with the door open on the honeymoon, if you will.
I like that turn of phrase. You know, Lyndon B. Johnson conducted a ton of business on the crapper.
Did you know that William Howard Taft got stuck in a tub?
What do you think is a more commonly known thing, that Taft got stuck in the tub or that LBJ would have like actual briefings with his cabinet members on the dumper?
Taft in the tub.
I mean,
God, man, you get you're president of the United
and
States.
And that's all you're known for is that you're
and
too fat to get out of a tub.
And 100 years later, they're just talking about you getting stuck in a tub,
heard he was
man.
A good golfer, though, Malzi.
I think he was for the time. He's the first president to ever throw out the first pitch
that's
at a baseball game.
That's the other thing
game.
He's known for.
But Pony's right. The highest office in the land. Probably back then, I don't think you were like the most powerful person on earth because America hadn't quite gotten to that point till after World War II, really. But you're like still one of the most famous handful of people in existence.
And he got stuck in that.
And they're just
gosh damn tub, man.
Like if you're one of Taft's relatives, they're not saying, "Oh, you Taft, you're the president was your great great grandfather." Oh, how about when he got his big ass stuck?
If
in
I
the
ran
tub?
Into a skinny family member, a guy that was related to William Howard Taft, I'd be impressed.
How about Johnny the Stoner said Elvis died on the crapper? Another
also
great
true.
Point. You've right. Heartbreak Hotel. No, you died while taking a dump.
Now I see Mike Florio, so we can. Talk to him, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, two things you've done here in the last few days to give us content. Let's start with the one on Tyreek Hill. Mention the Steelers and Chiefs as teams to watch here as the Dolphins unravel before our eyes and as we watch Tyreek Hill lash out during games on the sideline. What has to happen there for Tyreek Hill to be a Steeler?
Well, first of all, hello. It's good to see you guys again. Second of all, the AI overview from Google.com tells me that William Howard Taft did not get stuck in a tub, that that's a myth. There's a Reddit post that the tub actually got stuck on Taft, not Taft in the tub. He got up from his bath and walked about as usual, entirely unaware of the tub clinging to his back. So
I think that's even worse, Mike. I think that's worse.
He's been slandered for decades.
Okay, so I think that's a joke. So we're already seeing it happen with the Dolphins, and I wasn't certain of many things as the 2025 season approached, but I was certain that the Dolphins were going to struggle. They are all talk. And every year it's, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We've changed our culture. I just felt this coming. And Sunday was an abject embarrassment for a team that had been 1-0 every season under Mike McDaniel. They went into Indianapolis and got destroyed. If they continue to have ugly losses and are on track to not be a playoff team, he'll be this year's Devontae Adams. That's the guy who was traded last year from the Raiders to Aaron Rodgers' Jets at the time for a third-round pick because it's just not working. He's not going to be on the team next year. Let's go ahead and get what we can now. There's a big asterisk, though, because his estranged wife recently claimed in a court filing as part of their divorce that he committed domestic violence against her. The NFL just responded to my request from 2 days ago for comment, and they said it's standard practice to do a personal conduct policy review, and that is happening. Mike McDaniel made reference to that today. So that complicates things because you don't want to trade for a guy who ends up getting suspended, and it would be a not ideal PR move for teams if he's in trouble with the league. But before that emerged, yeah, I was convinced he's on track to be this year's Devontae Adams. And I had heard the Steelers and the Chiefs, and I'll give you a little nugget that made the Steelers chatter a little more interesting to me. The same guy who told me that Jalen Ramsey was going to be a Steeler right when the first talk emerged of the Dolphins trading Jalen Ramsey told me that the Steelers want Tyreek. And I scoffed when this guy first told me that the Steelers want Jalen Ramsey, and that was back in April. So I'm taking this a little more seriously, but we got to watch that domestic violence allegation.
What, for the record, just to make sure that person, I want the timing is important because of what you just said there with domestic violence. When did this person say this to you? Before?
Before.
Okay.
Before the news came out of the domestic violence allegation.
Gotcha.
All right. The next one, Mike, is we both, Pony and I kind of had this reaction. That's all that for all this. Cam Hayward, those details of his negotiation with the Steelers. I think it was you guys, right, that had the yep. breakdown of it at Pro Football Talk. $1.6 million if he gets 8 sacks and then they get to a playoff game. Another $1.6 million if he gets to 11.5 sacks and they win a playoff game. Two things that in the latter case have not happened since 2017 and 2016, respectively. What was his agent and his camp thinking with this, Mike? All this bad pub for that?
And remember this point, too. And I've never seen this in a contract adjustment that was supposed to help the player. He agreed to a reduction of next year's roster bonus by $875,000 if he doesn't participate in at least 30% of the snaps this year. Now, I think that's academic. If he doesn't play at least 30% of the snaps, they'll probably terminate the contract. But that was just kind of weird. And remember, we talked about this on Friday. And I said, here's what's going to happen. The best offer is going to be on the table, and he's going to have to decide whether or not to take it. And they put the best offer on the table. And what was his choice? Not play? So he gets a little extra, but he's going to have to work for it. The $1.6 million, yeah, he's got a chance. He had 8 sacks last year. He gets that again. Okay, but sacks are, especially for an interior defensive lineman, and there's so many moving parts. You get close to the quarterback and he slips away or somebody else gets the sack. I just think that you don't want to add that extra stress. You don't want to have $1.6 million riding on your ability to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, it makes me wonder if in these negotiations, Mike, there's damage to a relationship that honestly, before this happened, could not have been better. The Steelers loved Cam Hayward and Cam Hayward loved them. And the fans, despite the team's lack of playoff success, loved him too. So, I mean, just the down the road. I mean, what happens next offseason for him if he puts forth another all-pro caliber season. But let's say they don't hit the incentives because they don't make the playoffs or something like that.
Yeah, you know, he's gonna be right back where he was. Now, the last time they did a new contract for him was entering the last year of his deal at the time. So maybe they'll come up with something as he's entering the final year of his contract. And if he doesn't like it, he could always retire. We're getting closer and closer to that point anyway. But it is unfortunate. The Steelers held the cards and the Steelers didn't blink. At least he got something. Chris Boswell, who won the game on Sunday, he held in for a few days. He didn't get anything.
Did you ever hear anything about that, Mike? Because that locally has seemed to just like disintegrate. Like there's been zero in reporting. Boswell hasn't talked about that.
I asked him about it.
We had you did?
PFT. Thanks for reading PFT.
My
bad. I had a story about it I posted today.
What
he told me after the game from the team playing that he's you know, they have a business to take care of. He has a business himself to take care of, and he's just going to go out and focus on kicking, and it's up to his agent to deal with it, and he's just confident it'll all work out in time. And what else can you do? He's making more than $3 million this year. He's middle of the pack. You nail a 60-yard kick with 10 yards to spare, you're not middle of the pack.
I was going to say, if you talk to the average Steelers fan and you said, hey, by the way, Boswell, hypothetically, if he held out right now and said, pay me what I'm worth, the way he kicks, most people here would be 180 on him compared to Cam, and they'd say, yeah, give that guy his money. He's the reason that this team wins 9 or 10 games as opposed to 6 or 7 every year. Like, that would be a first for the Steelers, but I think most people here would be sympathetic to it. One more, Mike, for you. Just what was, in your understanding of it from the people you talked to, newest Steelers, Jabril Peppers, what was the reason for him getting cut loose by the Patriots? And should Steelers fans be excited that they're getting a player who can still go, just wasn't a right fit? Like, what was it?
Yeah, I think it was a fit issue. It's a new coach. There were guys that, for whatever reason, they decided to move on from, been around for a while, was a first-round pick years ago by the Cleveland Browns. But this was just one of those. And you know what we see a lot of times, too, higher-priced, older players, they get cut before week one because if they're on the roster and they get cut after week one, if their salary isn't otherwise guaranteed, it becomes guaranteed as a practical matter. So we see moves like that happen. Mm-hmm. And the benefit to the Steelers is if it doesn't work out, they're not going to owe him the balance of his salary for the rest of the season because he's arriving after week one. Week one's critical for guys with four more years of service. If your salary isn't guaranteed, as a practical matter, it is if you're on the active roster week one.
Will Mike Florio attend or watch the Backyard Brawl on Saturday?
Good Lord. Good Lord. Well, I'll be traveling, so I'll miss at least half of it. My flight goes wheels up at 5:11, so I won't be attending. I'll probably watch the first half, but good Lord. We went to the Robert Morris game. Mm-hmm. You know, here's what was worse than Ohio University beating West Virginia. My son was updating me on what Youngstown State was doing to Robert Morris that we couldn't do to Robert Morris. That's even more depressing than losing to OU. So it's going to be a long year in Morgantown.
Is Rich Rod 2 in Morgantown going to go worse than Johnny Majors 2 did at Pitt?
I was on the record as not in favor of Rich Rod, too. Don't tell anyone I said that.
Mike, my wife's the same way, and she went there. She's not in a honeymoon phase. She didn't want it either. She did.
I think a lot of people had misgivings. But you know what happens? You get a handful of boosters who kick in a lot of money, and they get a lot more sway than they should. And frankly, I'd rather keep my money and not have sway.
There you have
Pretty
it.
Pretty sound advice
Thank
right
you,
there.
Mike. We'll talk again next week.
I'm going to go get stuck in a tub. See you.
Goodbye.
The tub got stuck on him somehow sounds worse to me.
My guy here in this building, one of the best listeners to the show, I'm sure you've seen him, TR, who sometimes calls in the
TR in the car,
is very much connected to that West Virginia football program.
Yes.
And he hooked Amanda and I up with very good tickets for the game. So I feel indebted to him. I now owe him something.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of owing something, Crowley, a very generous listener to our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, made a $1,000 donation with strings attached.
Which were?
The strings were, Adam Crowley needed to wear a script pit shirt to the Backyard Brawl.
Oh boy.
And I have not heard an update on that. Has he picked out a shirt? Are we going to get pictures and video of him in stadium with it on? Like, I don't think it's as simple as, oh, we see him in the stadium when the ball gets kicked off. I want to see.
He's got to be, like, in the crowd or something. He's got to have
proof
of life. I want to
see, like, here it is in the first quarter he's wearing it. Here it is at halftime.
Pitt's up 17-0 or something if that happens.
No, like, loophole of you wear it for the very first play and then, like, rip it off Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah, he's got to wear it.
That's not the spirit of the donation that was made.
Is he worried that if he did that, he'd get beat up? I mean, he's Adam Crowley. People down there should know who he is.
Okay, look.
If somebody says, why are you wearing that shirt, Crowley? I lost a bet.
Look.
Or somebody in this case donated a lot of money.
People bring this up all the time. There's going to be 60,000 people at that game. Right, I would say at least 5,000 to 10,000 are Pitt fans. At least 10,000 Pitt fans, or whatever the number is, don't leave the stadium with black eyes. You know, not everyone's getting beat up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.